We have with us Ali Tarantino, creator of Waste Not San Diego. It's Specialty Produce, which is right down there in Hancock Street. You can go in there as a consumer and walk around and see all the great stuff. Welcome to the show, Ali.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Michelle, what kind of points would you like Ali to cover?
So look, we talk about like reducing waste, right? And the first goal is to feed humans. And at Specialty, Ali's involved with two programs. First is feed humans, and then is feed animals. So tell us about the two programs, one that you started, dreamed up, and the other one that's been going on.
Sure. So our program that we created is Waste Not San Diego. There's other programs out here, so we're really excited to get this started in San Diego on a big scale. So as a produce distributor, we go to over 900 restaurants all over San Diego County. You can imagine coming from restaurants, there's a ton of food that gets wasted. So we're already going there, so it's easy enough. What we do with this program is once they're signed on, we provide them with kits. It's a box, aluminum trays, and they package it up. So when we're already going there, we pick it up, bring it back to the warehouse, and it gets picked up by one of our nonprofit partners.
This is so great because you already have the infrastructure, you have the IT system in place, and instead of you delivering produce to the restaurants, which every restaurant in town, you know, utilizes your services, instead you're offering them the opportunity to create food, generate food, giving them all the supplies, using the same delivery mechanism, and get that food to the food banks. And I think that is so amazing because what I like about it is I want, you know, sort of every business out there who's, you know, connecting with other businesses and whatever it is, they don't have to be delivering food. Is there a way that they too can join in this process to help get food to hungry people? And I think this is so great. And you're also collecting other food that is for animals. Tell me about that.
Right. So you mentioned our IT, and our information system really is incredible. It allows us to be incredibly efficient and scalable. So we really only generate 2% waste out of our warehouse, which is really impressive.
That's lower than the industry
standard.
That
is lower than industry standard. So the waste that we do have, you know, it's food that is on the verge of turning or it's past its sell-by date. All of that gets put into these blue barrels, and we work with Zadig Farms, Nathan Rakoff. He's really wonderful. He comes twice a week from Alpine, picks up about 14 barrels at a time. So we're talking about 5,000 pounds of waste a week that would just go to a landfill. Instead, he's bringing it back to his farm, and he's able to feed his animals with that.
It's fantastic because, and you know, all of us generate waste that could go to farmers for their animals. You know, if it's not human suitable, it's certainly animal suitable. And I think that's so great that as a business that you include that in your model and, you know, that it's part of sort of the your relationship to the community and how important you think that role is. And hats off to you and the company for doing it.